for you. It looked like a little bit of an uptick in intensity today. Just did it feel that way on the ice? And what was it like to kind of play some actual hockey, it looked like, with 3-on-2 rushes, 2-on-1s, et cetera?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, obviously the first 2 days, we've obviously been off the ice for a long time. So first 2 days is kind of, you know, getting, make sure the groins are good and, you know, getting some pace going. And today was kind of a, you know, a bit of a more intense practice, you know, having basically the whole team out there. It was nice and just nice to see all the guys out there together.
Yeah, and you say nice to see all the guys. We spoke a little bit during the pause. And you said that was probably the thing you were missing the most. So now that you're back with everyone in the room, even though maybe protocols are a little bit different, just kind of what's that like to be around the teammates again?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, I think, for a lot of the guys, right? You know, we're playing such good hockey and ready to go right into the playoffs. And then this happens. So I think the chemistry we built over the season, it was, you know, it picked right back up as soon as we all got back here. So nice to be around the guys again.
Thank you.
Hi, Nathan. Paul Friesen at the Winnipeg Sun. Thanks for doing this. Take us through, if you don't mind, your last 3 months, what you were able to do, how much you skated, and maybe most importantly, how the pandemic might have touched you or anyone you know.
I was very fortunate to have basically everyone around me safe. Very lucky in that aspect. But, you know, it was kind of the same as everyone else, you know, kind of waiting around to see what was happening. You know, I have a gym in my house, so I was able to work out throughout the whole thing. And then about a month before I came back, I was able to be skating, you know, two to three times a week. So lucky in that aspect, I feel really good, but very fortunate in my living situation during this pandemic.
How easy was the decision to come back and play, and how kind of, you know, much is your level of concern about things being safe as this whole tournament gets going?
Well, I only can speak for myself, but it was a no-brainer. Obviously, people have a lot of decisions to make. I don't have a family, so I know that's something that's going to be very tough for guys, especially guys with young kids. But I think in this locker room, we're all committed to the same goal, and we were playing such good hockey at the end. And I think our medical staff and the province of Manitoba has done an outstanding job of keeping this under control. Big shout out to all Manitobans. It's been pretty impressive. So our training staff has done a great job of, you know, keeping everything clean, and you know, they have to work twice as hard for us to stay safe. But I feel like everyone in this locker room feels very comfortable with the situation right now.
And I'll have a hockey question to end it here. What's it like having a full blue line?
Oh yeah. Weird. We haven't had one in a long time, but it was nice see everyone fresh and out there. And we got a hungry hockey club right now too, so we still feel like we got a lot to prove. And I think today was a big step in, you know, showing an intensity, and it's only gonna, you know, kind of build up from here.
Thank you.
Josh Clippin here with the Canadian Press. Thanks for doing this. I'm just wondering what your impressions of Patrick Laine were before becoming his teammate, and what he showed you, especially this year, in becoming more of a complete player?
Yeah, I thought Patty, you know, obviously Patty's known for his shooting ability and him scoring goals, being, I played in the East my 6 years before that, so I didn't get to see him as much, but you see him on the highlights, always pounding pucks in the back of the net. But I think this year he kind of took a big step, and I think he always had it in his game, his playmaking ability. And he played a little bit meaner, a little grittier this season, and I think it showed. So you got to remember, he's still a young player, and, you know, his game's going to complete itself. But if you ask anyone around this hockey team, I thought he took a huge step last season for sure to be a more of an all-around player.
And just with the bubble, having to possibly win 19 games, no fans, I know you don't have the family worries, but have you wrapped your head around how much of a mental challenge that will be? And has that been a topic of conversation amongst you guys?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is going to be the no fans situation. I think a lot of people, or a lot of players, you know, you feed off of it, especially here in Winnipeg with the crowd. So I think that's going to get some getting used to for sure. But Everyone's going through the same situation, so there's no really excuses.
And then just finally, I mean, hockey players are known for playing through things, injuries, the flu. This is obviously really different. There's testing and protocols, but, you know, the testing is never perfect. Is there a message to the players to, like, you have to let the trainers or doctors know, like, the second you feel the slightest bit off? And is that kind of different from what a hockey player would normally be like?
No, not necessarily. I think every, especially the coaching staff, will preach that if you have something wrong with you, you should let the trainers know right away. 90% of the time it's able to play through it or battle through it, but it's still important that the inner circle knows what's going on. So I don't think anything really changes in that aspect.
Great. Thanks.
Yep.
Hi, Nathan. Mike McIntyre from the Free Press. Sort of looking back to the first training camp of this season back in September, there were so many questions about the blue line with injuries and absences and that sort of thing. It does seem like it's a lot more settled now. Guys know their roles, and obviously you have a much bigger complement of players to look at. I just wonder, the addition of Dylan DeMello, only had him for a few weeks here, but what do you think that has done to the look of the blue line and the roles that all you guys are playing on it?
Yeah, I think it's definitely helped calm the storm a bit. You know what you're going to get from Dylan. He's a very simple player. You know, having that extra right-handed shot is big too. I mean, a lot of guys, me, Spies, I think even Bitsy too, I mean, ran through the playing on the right side. So, I mean, that's a big thing. Having that, that's a kind of a calming aspect, and I think he'll help our penalty kill too, for sure. He's a smart player. He makes simple plays. So all around, I think it's going to help the group in more ways than one.
Obviously, just prior to the pause, you were skating with Tucker Pullman on a pairing. Maybe not a huge body of work, but how did you feel that pairing worked, and if that's what it looks like going forward here, is that something that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I like playing with Pools a lot. I think we ended the season probably with our two best games we played together. So we were just kind of building that chemistry. That was the first time we really played together. But I think we're both comfortable with each other. I think we complement each other's game pretty well. Both pretty big guys, and we know our role on this team. So I think me and Tux are a perfect situation.
Great. And then just last one from me, but on Friday, the Vezina finalists are going to be announced. Is there any doubt in your mind maybe who the best goaltender in the NHL this season has been?
I'm not allowed to answer that anyways. But, you know, obviously Bucky's going to be a finalist for sure. He should take it home with the body of work he did this year. And this was my first skate with him today, but he does not look like he missed a beat at all.
Great. Thanks, Nathan.
Nathan, Ken Weep from Sportsnet.ca. I know we've talked about the betting on yourself element. How is a pending unrestricted free agent like yourself approaching this opportunity to have this chance to play again in the play-in portion and possibly beyond to the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking at it as a contract situation right now. This is playoff hockey. That's all way back in my mind. This is strictly trying to, you know, win a Stanley Cup. This is going to be a very unique situation, and there's going to be so many things that are going to be distractions that there's no time to even think about that stuff. It always will sort itself out, the business side of it. Right now, it's strictly worrying about winning.
Yep, fair enough. But given what you went through this year with all the broken bones, I mean, what's it like to be healthy going into the play-in?
Yeah, it was great. I was, after about a month and a half into the quarantine, I couldn't believe how good my body felt from all just taking time off and relaxing and not banging it around. So definitely feel fresh, which is nice. Obviously, it was a tough year for injuries for not just me, but the whole team. But, you know, feeling healthy is very, very satisfying right now.
Lastly, what do you think are the best qualities of this group as you get ready to face the Calgary Flames?
I just think leadership, starting with Blake Wheeler, all the way through. There's a lot of character on this hockey team, and sometimes we don't always get it done the prettiest way, but I feel like this team is built for playoff hockey, and we don't seem to ever get too high or too low, and adversity has been in our pocket the whole season. So I think we're strong-headed, and I think we got a good opportunity to do some damage in this playoffs for sure.
Thank you.
Nate, it's Brian Munns. You mentioned earlier on about getting back into physicality and kind of starting to slowly grind. For a guy that plays that kind of game, what's that transition like for you early on in training camp where you do manage that side, try not to take any of your teammates out?
Yeah, well, it's definitely a modified training camp, right? There's no winter squads, or you're not playing exhibition games. Well, we got one, but you can't really bump and grind as much as you'd like to. So the biggest thing is just getting your feet up to speed. I mean, if your feet are in position, you usually can take care of everything. Everything else will take care of itself.